Good morning. And how are you? Blessed. Now, when we get to the last line of the gospel today, Jesus is teaching us a truth. And this truth is clear. You cannot serve both God and mammon. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Now, when we do that, we have to remember what the word mammon means. Mammon is excessive, focus on wealth, it's greed, it's obsessed with money, it's focused on that reality. So God says you can't serve both. Now the key to dealing with all of this is the word serve. Who or what do we serve? We either serve God and use our money for his glory, or we serve money and use the money for ourselves, and thus serve ourselves. And so it used to be, people would say, and you've heard it 1,000 times, show me your checkbook and I'll show you who you serve. Well, if you're like me, you don't write checks anymore, very rarely. Everything of mine is automatic deposit in that now, so show me your credit cards or show me your statement from your bank for your checking account, and there you'll show me who you serve. Because what we write our checks, what we give our money to, is very explicit. This is who I'm serving. Because this is the proof of it. So sometimes we can say, oh, I serve God, and I use my money for his glory. Well, let me see your bank account. Prove it. Well, maybe not. We can only serve one. You can't serve both. It's just that simple. And notice in the gospel today, here's this dishonest man. And what does this dishonest man do? He takes and he helps others with even his dishonest thing. And the master says, pretty good. You made friends with yourselves with that which I gave you. So you did something. So when you and I, all of us have been given money, God gave it to you. He can take it from you right now. And he watches, he steps back, if you will, and he says, huh, let me see how you deal with this. You spent it all on yourself. Boy, you were quite stingy when it came to the poor. Whoa, you didn't reach out. You weren't generous. Really? Is that what you do with what I gave you, I who am so generous with you? So we got to really examine our conscience and just be clear about it and look at ourselves. And you got to, if you haven't done it, you need to sit down and look at your money and your accounts and say, do I serve God or do I serve money? Do I use everything I have, do I take it and say, Lord, this is all yours. What do you want me to do with it? Now, when you do that, he will always bless you, as I've talked about how many times. You can never be more generous than God. When you trust him with your money, he will bless you. When you don't, he will not. It's just that simple financially. He'll bless you in other ways, but as long as you're in charge of your money, he will not bless it. You'll always be worried about it. You'll always be seeking more. You'll always be serving it. And to serve money always leads to the nether world, right? Again, the only time Jesus explicitly talks about who goes to heaven and who goes to hell is Matthew 25, when he says, get out of my sight, you condemned, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Because I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and he gave me no drink. It's the people that stay focused on themselves that will not enter the kingdom. So this, what you do with your money, has eternal consequences. Eternal consequences. So you need to pray about it. You need to look at it. You need to prove it. Who do you serve? God or money? And do what he tells you. You got it? Get it? Are you going to do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith.